Donegal. We're moving on to statements on Chrislock, County Donegal. So, ek thosnulish an ara.
At 3:18 p.m. on the 7th of October 2022, Laskin Corla, a moment happened that will be etched into the souls of the people of Donegal for generations. 10 people going about their daily routine had their lives cut short in an event that spread across the world. The lives of young Shauna Flanagan Garraway and her dad, Robert Garraway, Catherine O'Donnell and her son, James Monaghan, Leona Harper, Jessica Gallagher, James O'Flaherty, Martin McGill, Martina Martin and Hugh Kelly were lost, and we mourn them. Donegal people stretch far beyond the 4,800 square kilometres and our 166,000 inhabitants. The Donegal people and our diaspora spread to the four corners of the globe. What links the people of Donegal, who are in the county, and those acting as ambassadors for a great county across the world, is their sense of community, our compassion, and our togetherness. This is especially the case in the tight-knit community of Chrislock. It is a village known across the country for its warmth and hospitality, for its kindness and sincerity. While a terrible shadow has been cast across our county, we've seen the best of Donegal people in the immediate aftermath of the tragedy and since. Within minutes of the incident, the emergency services were on site at the filling station. There was no time to thank for them or for the locals, only act. Each of our emergency services working with local people were heroic in their efforts. They risked their own lives to save those in Chrislock. The people of Donegal will never forget your heroism and your commitment to your fellow people. Superintendent David Kelly and the Garda Síochána, the Defence Forces, Chief Ambulance Officer John Joe McGowan and the First Responders, Consultant in Emergency Medicine Jerry Lane, Sean Murphy and the Letterkenny University Hospital team, the LUH, all played an enormous role immediately after the explosion and the hours and days that followed. Specifically on healthcare, a sincere thanks to the ambulance drivers, paramedics, doctors, surgeons, the County Coroner, Dennis McCauley, nurses, porters, and all the staff at Letterkenny University Hospital, and to all those who treated the injured and dying in their time of need. You saved lives, and you give us hope and comfort. The Donegal services were led by Gary Martin and County Manager John McLaughlin from the County Council, and emergency services were coordinated by Brian O'Farrey, the Regional Advanced Paramedic Supervisor. We also must thank the Urban Search and Rescue team from the North, one of the many examples of cross-border cooperation following the tragedy, for their work too. The role of local community was to the fore in the immediate response. That last Concorla typified by the digger driver who worked late into the night without break to help work through the remains of the building and try to rescue and recover those who inside. Of course, volunteers of all ages played a huge role in keeping the community and the people and the emergency services together over the time. And our thoughts at all times have never left those who have lost their loved ones and whose lives are irreparably changed and altered forever. Our thoughts also are very much with those who continue to recover from their injuries on that day, and in particular the two survivors who remain in hospital seeking to recover from their injuries. When Taoiseach Micheál Martin last Concorla visited the site the day after the explosion, he was very much moved by how the volunteers were so giving of their time as part of the search efforts, as well as ensuring that everyone at the site was looked after. In particular, he asked me here today to mention Siobhan Carr and her team in the Coffee Pod Cafe, who stayed open day and night to offer food and a place for refuge for those carrying out the search. A warm heart through the tears and a cup of tea was what so many people needed and valued that weekend. The spirit of support and volunteerism also resulted in contribution to over 1.6 million euro in two separate support funds, and I know this will be a real help to those in the local area in the time ahead. I also express my sincere thanks to those who offered accommodation and supports, to those who helped out at religious services, and to everyone who helped and supported in any way. I want to recognise in particular, Las Concordia, the immense support provided by local clergy to the local community in their time of immense need. In particular, to the leadership and role played by Father John Joe Duffy, who was a tower of strength throughout, and to Bishop Alan McGuckian and Bishop Andrew Forster, as well as to Father Brian O'Farry and Father Michael Kearney, who conducted the funerals and supported families with many of their colleagues over the course of that week and indeed since. In a time when their people needed them, they stepped forward to support. They knew and did their best to provide comfort and ease the pain of those who had lost their loved ones, and it was very much valued by all. I also want to recognise the presence of our Uachtaráin Michael D. Higgins for attending and being present in support of the community at those funerals and wakes over the course of the week, and also the visit of the Taoiseach and the Tánaiste. The government at Las Concordia will continue to back the people of Chríslach, and we will stand with the community for as long as it takes. Through my colleague, Minister Humphreys, we're extending the humanitarian assistance scheme to households damaged by the explosion. The funds will provide financial support to people who've suffered damage to their home and property. The HSE are providing counselling to those who need it. And the impacts of this awful accident may only start to affect people from now on, so I urge anyone who needs to talk to someone to reach out and do so. From being in Chríslach, Las Concordia, with fellow Oireachtas members over that week and attending each of the funerals, I know just how heartbroken the village, this small village of 400 people on the N56 is. This is a pain that will remain with the local community and bereaved families for the remainder of their lives. It is now that the local community are trying to start to pick up the pieces and reconnect with some semblance of normal life. It's been good to see the efforts underway by the Lafferty family to reopen a shop at the heart of the local community. I was heartened in particular to see the return of some small semblance of normality with the St Michael's under 13 team, who were recently 3-point winners over Niamh Connell in the Division 2 Donegal Cup final. The team, which counts All-Ireland winning manager Jim McGuinness and his backroom team, has lifted the spirits of the people locally. Never before did a community need an under 13 league final as much as this. Jim's son, Mark Anthony, captained the young men to the cup and said in his speech that the win was for the community. Those words and the actions of St Michael's, its chair and volunteers deserve special mention today too. Similar words were also brilliantly spoken by Ireland's soccer hero, Amber Barrett, who is a deep connection to the village. 1 month on, Donegal still mourns for the people of Chríslach. 1 year on, Donegal will mourn for the people of Chríslach. Donegal will always remember the people, the community, and the togetherness of Chríslach. A shadow may have been cast last Concordia, but the sun will rise again. We will all stand by the people of Chríslach and never forget those 10 who died simply going about their daily lives, or their loved ones whose lives have been so unalterably changed as a result. Nicart Gurkhor Lekela Guramayaga Las Concordia.
Guramayaga Las Concordia. It's 1 month since the tragedy visited Chríslach. And with the loss of 10 beautiful lives that gave so much joy to their families, to their friends and to their community. 14-year-old Leona Harper, who went into the shop to buy an ice cream, excited for the sleepover she was about to attend that evening. Robert Garway and his 5-year-old daughter, little Shauna Flanagan Garway, who had together gone into the shop to buy a birthday cake for their mother. Hugh Kelly, who had driven Shauna and her father Bob to the shop, a simple act of friendship that reflected his kindness and his generosity. Young Jessica Gallagher, who had embarked on her journey as a fashion designer and had just posted a card to her sister Lisa. James O'Flaherty, who had gone into the shop while his 12-year-old son waited in the car on the forecourt for his father's return. Catherine O'Donnell and her young son James Monaghan, who she just met off the school bus before they made their way into the post office. Martina Martin, a loving mother of four, who was working that day, described as a friend to everyone and the mammy of the workplace. And Martin McGill, known for his kindness, he had gone into his shop that day running errands for his mother. I ask Concordia the deep loss that now reflects just how full and beautiful their lives were. They truly left their mark, and we remember them all. And our thoughts and prayers are with those who were injured that day and those who remain in hospital and also those who are recovering at home. The grief felt by their families in the community of Chrysler is the grief of this nation and indeed beyond its waves. Their loss is the loss for the nation. They have also offered us a glimpse of what the nation is and what it means through their bravery and through their strength. The instinct to help their neighbour with whatever resources were at their disposal. Many were local people without training or experience who found themselves in the middle of the rescue effort. The first responders who raced to the scene to offer help and comfort. Nurses and healthcare workers who lived locally and were driven by the innate sense of service. Father John Joe Duffy, the rock, the tower of strength, himself a first responder who has provided so much support, comfort, consolation and indeed hope to the families and the community. Local businesses who opened their doors, offering their services and their premises to the first responders and others in the village. The guards, the fire services, Donegal County Council, so many others, first responders who were on the scene and who acted with such compassion and understanding, including those who rushed from the north to provide support to take part in the rescue efforts, and many of whom refused to leave right up to the end. A community which, despite the devastation of loss, has galvanised to support and comfort each other. But despite their strength and their resilience, they cannot do this on their own, I believe. We need to ask ourselves and we need to ask each other what the families and community of Chrysler need now and in the time ahead. Firstly, we need to respect their privacy. We also need to recognise that the physical hub of the community is destroyed. It lies in rubble. We need to listen to the community and we need to provide the infrastructure for them to ensure that the families affected in the community at large can begin the slow process of healing in the time ahead, providing the infrastructure that is needed both physical and social. Counselling services must be available for a sustained period of time as and when they are needed for those that are affected by this tragedy, not only just within the community of Chrysler but further afield. And while the main road will reopen in the time ahead and the new shop will open its doors to service the community again, rivers of tears will continue to flow in the community of Chrysler and its hinterlands because they've faced a great trauma, a tragedy that has deprived them of their loved ones in such sudden and tragic circumstances. In their grief, their love and support for each other, they have cast a light on the beautiful lives of each and every one of those who lost their lives, but also on the fragility of life and the strength of community. So, Leas Concordia, I want to finish by quoting the words of wisdom, the words of wisdom spoken by Hamish, the son of James O'Flaherty. He told us, as we attended the funeral mass of his father, he said, "We should be grateful for your families, cherish them, for they won't be there forever. Use the time you have wisely," he told us, "and also be grateful for your life, for that too will not last forever. Be grateful, for you will be able to rest after your hard work." These words of Hamish have such power because they are the words of truth. So we remember them today, Leona, Robert, Shauna, Martin, Jessica, James, Hugh, Catherine, James and Martin, and we pray that their families and friends will find comfort in their grief. Gurmagad.
Gurmagad, last can caller. I think we all will remember where we were when we first heard news of